We're doing Pesachim. We're up to Daf Kuf Amud Beis Tosas Yedei Kiddush Yotzu. So we said in the Gemara, Otam Bnei Adam Shekidshu Bevet Hakneset Amar Rav Dayan Lo Yatzu Yedei Kiddush Yatzu. Shmuel Amar Af Yedei Kiddush Lo Yatzu. So says the Tosas Yedei Kiddush Yatzu Af At Pishelo Shatu. All those people, they didn't drink from the wine, but they're Yotzei Kiddush. Rak Sheitom Amvarecho Afilu Echad Mehem. So long as someone tastes from the wine. So Tosfos says that's b'di'eved, but lechatchila everyone should taste. So we have two terms in Tosfos, lechatchila and tzarich. V'nireid alacha k'Shmuel d'amar in kiddush la b'mkom suda v'af agav d'be'al malacha k'rav b'isure v'gam Rabbi Yochanan tzavar l'kaman k'rav hacha alacha k'Shmuel. Even though ordinarily our klal should be alacha k'rav b'isure, and Rabbi Yochanan is even more powerful than Rav and Shmuel, nonetheless, here it would seem the halacha is like Shmuel. Notice Tosfos' word v'nir'e. Now, we don't know which Baal Tosfos is talking here, but say that. The Ravuna v'Rabba v'Abaye kulu savri b'samuchin kiddushu l'mkom suda. Because you see, Ravuna, Rabba, and Abaye, they all hold in kiddushu l'mkom suda. How do we see that? Because we saw in the following stories, Vaf Rav Huna Savar, so that's Mefurish in the Gemara. And Vaf Rabba Savar. And then, how do we see Abaye is Sover? I don't know, because he quotes the story of what Rabba told him to do. I don't know. And why is that so important? Because according to many Rishonim, Halacha Kebasrai begins with the Dar of Abaye and Rabba. So that's important if we have a baye on board or not. But okay, onward. This is very interesting that Tosa sticks in a baye here. So we would say, this goes in line with the klal that we said, that anyone that quotes something, we assume holds it. So if a baye quotes a story of what Rabba did, that means a baye also holds it. So that's another level in that din, meaning we ordinarily said, if someone quotes someone else as holding something, that's halacha. Here, Abaye is quoting a story. So is it because of the story Abaye is quoting, or is it because of the introduction of the Gemara, the Af Rabba Sovar, that the Gemara is making it into, this is what Rabba holds off of this story, and then if Abaye is quoting a story that defines Rabba's Shita, so then maybe the question is, if Abaye would quote the story without that intro from the Gemara, Vaf Rabba Savar, would that also mean Abaye is holding that halacha? So that we still have to explore.
Where is that cloud from?
I think it's a Yad Malachi. I think it's a Yerushalmi. I think it's more. You'll look, you'll see.
But it's not Abaye saying the chapter from the Gemara.
It's Mefurish Gemaras, by the way. And I've showed it to you. Because the Gemara very often has Amoraim quoting Amoraim, and then the Gemara asks on the one doing the quoting. So who said he held that way? That's a dohuk when the Gemara says he quoted it but he didn't hold it. The assumption in the Gemara, and you'll see it throughout the Shas, if you quote it, you hold it. Sometimes the Gemara says a chiddush. No, he quoted it velelo svirale, but you see that's a chiddush. So you don't even need all the makoros. You see it from often the Gemaras throughout.
Abaye is not giving the introduction. The Gemara is giving the introduction.
Correct.
So it's the Gemara showing us. It might not be Abaye that's holding like him, but it's the Gemara wanting us to hold like him.
Fine. I like what you said. Just let's leave it with a little question mark. Right. Yeah. It's very advanced Talmud thinking, what you said. No, it goes in line with Amudei Arazim, which I don't know if we learned yet. So I don't remember telling you guys Amudei Arazim yet. That's why I'm very surprised that you're saying it. But no, you're not yet ready for Amudei Arazim. Back to the Ketosis. Anyways, I wouldn't say it when the recorder's on, but not yet. It's one of those things I told you in another 10, 15 years. Hala. V'chein pasak b'mgilat sdarim. Okay, we're going to have to define what is that Megillat Sdarim. V'amkadesh da'ato. So that's the end of that. Next. V'amkadesh da'ato le'chol b'makom acher. Yachol lotzi to'ochlim sham dildiduha b'makom suda. So Tosus tells us, even though you're not going to eat there, for them it's makom suda. V'chein mashma. So Tosus is telling us he's standing on very weak ground because he says v'chein mashma, and then he says the mistama. So Tosus is saying, you know, I got no proofs. That's like here it's bichlal chiddush, because this is like at first glance we don't see where Tosus got that from in the lashon of the Gemara. You know Avraham Avinu wore yarmulke. You know that proof, right? Okay, Yaakov Avinu. I'd say Yaakov Mibir Shava, right? Well, he wouldn't walk down Amos without a yarmulke, right? Okay, so... Fine. So at any rate, Lemaisa Tosa says, Nistama, one of them. Where do we have a diak in the Gemara to indicate that? I don't know. Hala. V'hecha deleka ochim samuch lebet ha-kneset en lekadesh tav b'chala v'atala. Tosa says a big chiddush. If you don't have orchim samuch, I don't know what the word samuch means. You shouldn't make kiddush to b'chala v'atala. Dekamelan kishmuel v'ren kiddush yob makom suda. V'en lomar b'mkadesh kan alat sh'orte l'chol b'makom acher modeh shmuel. You can't say that. Yesh kiddush. That you can't say. Now the pligi b'stama, and the whole machlokis is where it's stam he's making the kiddush. Midiparuich v'leshmuel hamal l'kiddush shebevekin ishta. Why? What's the question? You should say you make kiddush in shul al das. So you see that doesn't work. Okay. Umiu. So Tosus over here said a kiddush. We're not knowing like him. So, we have to be medayik in the Gemara, v'shmuel lama li lekadushe bebekenishta. It doesn't say lama mekadshin bebeis haknesses. Lama li lekadushe. And that seems to be, it's a personal thing. Meaning, other Rishonim are cholek antosis. Other Rishonim, we're going to have to see if they had a different girsa. They hold it to takana. The Gemara is questioning, why do you have this takana? But I don't care if there are orchim or not. Today in Chutzarts, there are no orchim sleeping in shul. We still make kiddush in shul. So we don't go like this, Tosus. So then the question is, did they have a different girsa on this piece of the Gemara? Or were they just learning differently than Tosfos? As in, why do we have the takana? Not why do we do it?
I understand. Lama li indicates that it's not a takana.
Lama li sounds more personal. Why should I?
But what does that mean that it's personal? What kind of thing is it?
Seems to be a more individual type of thing. Not like a broad-based takana. Everyone should do it. Why should I? Because I have guests.
Is there a name for such a din? What that fall into the category?
Okay, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, so it used to be that the coin was makre mikra bikurim to those who didn't know how to read. It used to be that if you didn't know how to say benching, so someone would be makre you benching. It used to be that if you didn't know how to make the birchas erusin, so then the Masadei Kiddushin made birchas erusin for you. So you see, there are circumstances where we say, check if there's someone who can do it. In the Kehillah newsletter, they quoted Igres HaRambam. The Rambam says, once there's a takana of Chazar HaShas, it's not logical that you should say, let's check if this minion has someone who's illiterate for whom we need Chazar HaShas. You get that Kehillah newsletter.
Yeah,
this week there was none. I didn't finish writing it. I don't know if there'll be one next week either.
long as I didn't get missed.
Yeah. Back to our Tosfos. I was wondering on my way up here if you guys appreciate that I give you precedence over the Kelo newsletter and a million other things. Because I should take this time to do it. I give this precedence. Back to our Tosfos. Maybe you wonder why. Back to our Tosfos. He doesn't bother wondering why. Back to Tosfos. I'm just saying, Yehuda asked a relevant question. Do we have such a concept as something that's localized? If you have someone who needs it, do it. So we do. We do. We do this also in Birchos Bris Mila. If you have an Aviyah Ben that can't make the brachos, you, the Moel, makes the brachos.
It's like a shattered car kind of patch up the solution to the problem.
That's like here. You have a bunch of guests. So someone's going to have to make Kiddush for them.
It's more based on the mitzvah that happens rather than what the rabbi saw fit to be done.
So that's a tough call. See, what bothered me with all the examples I gave you is that each one of those, you see the rabbis ended up making a tachana, you do it, blanket. So we'd say same thing here. Yeah, you see, at the end of the day, we always make Kiddush in Chutzot.
It depends on how did that continue. That was very prevalent or necessary.
Chazar Sashatz is a constant. Birchas Kiddushin is a constant. And Mikra Bikurim became a constant.
You could argue that those were things that were very necessary as time went on. You saw
no. So you see from the Gemara, it wasn't an issue of necessity. It was an issue of not embarrassing those who couldn't. So over here too, maybe that's why we make Kiddush for the guests and we do it in a blanket way so no one has to know when there are guests who are stuck in shul who have no place to go or not. But this is already taking the next step. We shouldn't really go there yet. Bris Mila is like he's saying, you have an Amaritz who can't say benching, you say it for them, right? You say it with them. So there still exists a need-based type of being motzi someone. You still go and make Kiddush for old Almanis who have known to make Kiddush for them, Kiddush and Abdallah. You're in hospital wards, we still make Kiddush, but that's not really a takana. It's just that there's a din of Arvos and you can still be Motzi people. Fine. So I guess that's the same thing here. The question is, does it seems to have fallen into the realm of a halacha, meaning of a takana. Stam kacha, yeah, we have this concept. Like hospital wards, we do make Kiddush for all the people there. Umiu, but Tosfos, mimakom memakom bebayit echad, kigon meigal ara, nired emodeh Shmuel im kiddush beigal kedei lechol be'ara, dechashiv kiddush memkom suuda. It would seem that even though when Shmuel went down, he made Kiddush again, that's because he didn't have das to go down. That's not what he meant to do. But if a person would have das, then it would seem that's okay. V'chein muchach b'Yerushalmi, d'kamar Rabbi Yaakov v'shem Shmuel, kiddush b'bayit zev nimlach le'echol b'bayit acher, tzich lekadesh. But that's because nimlach, he changed his mind. Chavach v'shem Rav Shai Amarav, mi shesukato areva alav, mekadesh le'lyom t'vachron b'beito, v'ole v'ochel b'sukato. Someone who loves the sukkah, even an achron shel yom tov, he makes kiddush downstairs, so it shouldn't look like Baal Tosef. And then he goes back up to eat in the sukkah. Very interesting. Very interesting. You see that? Well, okay.
Is that what Tosfos was referring to earlier when you said some?
Okay. What's the alternative? I was wondering why you guys didn't stop me. What are the two choices I'm considering when I say what does samach mean?
Either time or place.
So I wasn't sure if samach means adjacent or leaning on, meaning like somech. I wasn't sure if the Tosfos meant if there are guests that are relying on the shul. Right, grammatically that's not what I'd expect. Right. It doesn't seem that way. I agree, but I'm not ruling it out so fast. So Rav Moshe would shoot me out of the water. But say that. Yeah.
Why, because of that?
Yeah. Yeah. But I have questions on Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a whole din in Hilchos Erevin that he develops out of one diak in a Rashi, Lashon Zohar, Lashon Nekeva. And at first glance, it's a phenomenal chiddush. As you learn through Eiruvin, you start seeing there are places that's not so poshut how the grammar exactly works, the Zachar and the Nekeva. So he obviously had a Mahalach, but I don't have a Mahalach. I don't understand. There are places where I don't exactly follow the grammar, Zachar and Nekeva. So I'm not exactly sure how to be Medayik, meaning I'd like to be Medayik, it makes sense to be Medayik, but I don't know enough to be Medayik. So if I don't know enough to be Medayik, so then I'm not sure how to be, you know, to rule out an option in Tosas either. There are quite a few places where the grammar just doesn't sound right, as far as the Zohar and the Nekeva, and in Erevin, saying the way Rav Moshe wants to be Medayik. So I'm just saying, so that left me with a whole Mishka Babel in my head, Bichlal, being Medayik, Zohar, and Nekeva, and Yochad and Rabim in...
Default,
I go, all right.
Without any further indications, otherwise you could look at it and not talk about it.
Yeah, I still have a lingering doubt, yes. I'm still looking to see Natosus Raj. I'm still looking to see, because you have to understand, there's another point here that, why is that entering Tosus? Meaning it doesn't fit. It's like a curveball. We're talking either there are in shul or not in shul. What are you sticking the word samach for?
I don't know if it's in the Tosfos itself or in the Tosfos of Rosh. It started talking about, can be a shiloh about the fact that you're not allowed to have even the shul.
Oh, back room. Okay, but... I like what you're saying, but don't forget, Tosfos didn't discuss it yet. And he's sticking in a point which the Chora at first glance is completely irrelevant to our sugya. He didn't need to stick it in here. And that's completely besides the point. And that's why I still have a very strong doubt on what the Samach means. Because it's a little bit off topic. I don't know why Tosa stuck it in, that word, Samach. So in my mind, there's a question. I'd look in Tosas Rosh and Shittim Kubetzes and other Rishonim to see if maybe I can find a clue, if one of them uses the word samach in a way that more grammatically fits the idea of relying on the shul. Like somchin al deis
hashem. During your regular learning, you would spend the time?
No, I just make a mental note, and as I learn, I keep track to see if something fits in. There are a lot of questions you shall. No, you lose some. But that's why you chazer. You lose some, right? In Malasot. In Malasot, but you have to make them, you have to point them out as you go along. You say, okay, what is this? What is that? What's the other thing?
I'm going to put a question mark here anyway, so anytime I come back to this, I'll remember there's some kind of question.
Fine. Back to our Gemara. Back to our Tosis. Amar Rav Bon ve'lo pligi. My da Amar Rav v'shlo haya v'dato lechol b'bayit shekidesh. That's when Rav says you go up. That's when you didn't have das to eat in that house. My da Amar Shmuel b'shaya v'dato lechol b'bayit shekidesh. That's when Shmuel says you make kiddush in the other place. Fascinating. So according to Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is chulik on our Bavli at first glance, right? Because the Yerushalmi seems to learn that Rav also holds you need Kiddush b'makom suda. Yeah, the Yerushalmi says they're not arguing. Depends on what your das is. So that the simple reading of that Yerushalmi is that Rav also holds you need Kiddush b'makom suda unless you had das. Okay. So he says, okay, I don't want to make a machlokas bav the Yerushalmi. So we'll say like this. That the whole discussion is within one house. And when the Yerushalmi says Kiddush b'bayit zevenim lechlecho b'bayis acher, you have to make Kiddush again, doesn't necessarily mean bayis acher, Because then Shmuel said, Yidei Kiddush lo yotzu in our Gemara. And over there, it seems to say if he had das to go to that other house, then he's okay. We're going to say, no. That really, that's lav davka b'bayi zacher. It's like the next case of the Gemara, from the house to the sukkah. And then Shmuel said, if you don't have das, you have to make a new bracha. But otherwise, you're okay. What about Rav? Rav said, you're Yotze Kiddush. So we're going to have to say that, according to our Gemara, that you're Yotze Kiddush, it means you had das. Yeah? Yes?
The Kiddush not understood as a thing of das, not as the actual physical location. So the problem of the Suda, the problem where you had Kavana to have your Suda.
So that would also be Pshat in our Gemara. And this can also fit in with what Tosfos said. So Tosa said, "The Ein Lomer b'Mkadosh Kan Al Das Shirot Zalecho Makmacher Modish Modi Yesh Kiddush, V'Ode Pligi B'Stama, which would be a very far-fetched Ukimta, because the Stama of our Gemara, you're making Kiddush in Shul, you know full well you're not eating there, you're eating at home." We're not talking about a Kiddush where you don't know if you're going to get to eat some crackers. We're talking about Kiddush Friday night in Shul. You know you're not eating there. So the stomach, that would have been very dochik to say that. Because the stomach is, I'm making Kiddush here, I'll dance to eat at home. So Tosa says no. So now what's coming out, the way we're understanding Tosa is the exact opposite, which is a little bit missing from Tosa, but that's what comes out logically. That the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is davka when you have da'as to eat in the other house. Not stama, but fakir. When does Rav say your yotze? When you're going to eat, when you had da'as, you're going to eat in the other house. Yeah? Now, that's a very good thing, because we have a rule in all of Shas that we try to minimize machloksin. Now, to say that when you have, even without das, Rav says you're yotze. And Tosas just told me that according to Shmuel, even with das, you're not yotze, and Rav and Shmuel are very far apart. But now, according to what we're saying, when did Rav say you're yotze? When you have das. And in that case, Shmuel says your das doesn't help, so they're not as far apart. It's Dr. Var. What time do you have to go? It's at 2:30 to leave here or 2:30 to be there? Fine. I'm not following, as long as you're following. Back to Tosfos. Are we on the same page? Okay. A Tosfos like this, you have to chazer two or three times, because at first glance, Tosfos is disjointed. And as you learn it again and again, you will usually find that each point is really connected to the next point. And there's a reason why Tosfos put it all in one Tosfos, and each point builds on the next point, as you just saw. That the last few points were connected, the way we just developed it. I'm just saying, at first glance, Tosfos keeps jumping from topic to topic. You learn Tosfos, you break it up, you understand each point, then you review it. And then you review it another time. And chances are, the next time you learn the Gemara, you'll still see more connections in Tosfos. Meaning, Tosfos really does flow. Most of the time, the points are very connected. It just takes time to see the connect the dots. Katav, now it's also very hard to see it without a chavrusa to talk it out. Stam, you should talk it out or write it out. Uknei, the kane, the writing utensil, lecha chaver, right?
The kane,
lecha chaver, yeah. Back to our If you don't have a chaver, at least the kanish. It's not my own. Everyone says it. Tosus. Katav b'shem Rav Natanai Gaon b'tshuvot. Okay? So, he wrote, I'm not sure who the he is, Megillat Sedarim. I don't know. Rav Natanai Gaon in Tshuvos. Mekadshin b'beit ha-kneset. V'noten l'toch einav l'rfuah. Take some of that wine, put it in your eyes, it's healing. K'damal. So that's Rav Natanai Gaon says. That's the Kiddusha Devei Shimshe. You got to get some of that wine to dip in your eyes. Okay. Umi Bavi Ezri, Katuv Dai Rifuah Matin Mevad Bekiddush Shebebeito. You don't need that wine. You could also use the wine of your own Kiddush. Right, I think that's how Rashi learns there. Right? You want to see Gemara Brachos?
Why is he bringing this?
Right now it seems disjointed. What's the connection? We were discussing what type of takana it is. If the Gemara in Brachos assumes there's a kiddush, food for thought, right? There's more connection, but sometimes you only see it when you hit the Gra and Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Another food for thought, another point to think about. Tosus in Moed Katan, when the Gemara says the best thing for you to eat is almost rotten fish, Tosus says, don't do that.
Right.
We don't know what fish they were talking about. We don't know when's it almost rotten, where did it have to swim, maybe it was only Babylonian fish. And anyways, Tosus says, we don't know how to use the cures of the Shas.
Right.
Is this Tosus arguing with that, Tosus? Is Rav Natanai Gaon arguing with that Tosus? Okay. So Rashi seems to go like Davi Ezri, at least that it's the Kiddush you drink Friday night. The Kiddush you drink Friday night. Right. So he doesn't seem to say put in your eyes, and he also doesn't seem to say that's Dafka Kiddush and Shul. But you know, in Pirkei Rav Eliezer, it says to take from the Kiddush of Avdolah and put it on. We'll see, okay. What? Yeah?
I think we're saying it makes a lot of sense that what he's doing here, he's trying to show that there's a kind of a need for the intrinsic need of the Beit Knesset Kiddush, even without the.
Okay. I'm just saying food for thought. Hala. Tosus, yidayin lo yatsu. Mechayvin levarech bebeitam borei pri agafen mishum shinui makom. So Rav says they are not yotze the wine and they have to make borei pri agafen at home because of shinui makom. Who are those people? Osam bnei Adam shekidshu bebeis haKnesses. Who are they?
That's the machlokes. Is it Orchim? Is it Orchim who are there? Or is it just regular people? So the members of the congregation.
So even if it's Orchim, so it's the guy that's just making the kiddush. The guy's not going to stick around and use the shulchan at all. He's being mostly the Orchim, and then he's going home sit down. So I'm going to make the kiddush.
I'm listening. Is it impossible from what we've seen if the orphan themselves are making kiddush?
Forgive me, but your heads are up while you're talking, and I don't understand that.
I know. That's why I said what I said.
You remember what Rashi said, what Rashbam said, what the Gemara said.
But it's making it on no Shabbat according to the Rashba.
Did you see the Rashbam Yedeyayin Lo Yotzu? First of all, it's a Shalech Tibur, not the Gabbai.
I thought my experience at 6:30 and I'm looking the wrong place. It should be under one of the Lady where did you see the Shulchan making the gift? First Rashbam. Okay, I should get you with it. Well, we didn't get to yet, but this post seems to make a little bit of a chunk of things here. The one like the Kushe. So see Kola Tamsha Inlam Bnei Bayit, so it's not the Kadesh Vivekam. So it's not for the Arfim. It's for people that live alone, so they shouldn't need to make their own Kiddush. That's something that we've seen yet.
Okay. But you realize this is part of the key to understanding the sugya. Who is Otam Bnei Adam? And right now we have a big problem placing those people.
Could we use a different lashon for the people that were yotzei the kiddush? It's shekichu, meaning referring back to the shliach tzibur, not to the people that are going to be yotzei with the shliach tzibur. Is that correct?
I didn't understand what you're saying.
In the Gemara, it says, so if we're going according to the Rashbam, it's the Shliach Tzibur that's making the Kiddush. So
slowly. I'm not sure it's what the Rashbam is saying, but okay. Yeah.
So if it is referring to the case of the Shliach Tzibur making Kiddush, so is it right to be Medayik Shekichu Bevet HaKnesset that's referring to the person that made the Kiddush and not the people that are being Yotzei with the Kiddush?
First of all, it's Lashon Rabbim, Bnei Yodam. Secondly, let's read the Rashbam. Shekichu bebeis haknesses hu kiddush shemekadesh shaliach tzibur belele shabbosos v'yomim tovim bebeis haknesses. Is that what the Rashbam should have said, if that's what he means to say? Let's continue the Rashbam. Okay? Yidei kiddush yotzu, af api shelo shotu, de kamelan dam karsh tzarech shiyitom. Im lo tam, ela echad mehen, yotzu kulan yidei chovasam. Umi olech hatchila, I skipped a line, tzarech shiyitom u kulan, velo tzrichen tu lakdushe beveisan. So, according to Rav, we're talking about the people that were yotzei, even though they didn't drink, they're not going to have to make Kiddush anymore at home. Shmuel says they're not Yotze. So we ask, okay, so what are we doing this for? Answer, Lapuke Orchim Yedei Chovasar. So everyone's talking about the congregants who are going home. Osam Neadam Shekidshu Beveis HaKnesses, and then they're going home. Rav says they were Yotze Kiddush. Shmuel says, no, they weren't. So why did I make Kiddush? Not for them.
But the Orchim don't come into the question because they have been Kiddush.
Right. So who's Osam Neadam? According to Rashbam,
people are going home.
People going home. Now let's go back to Tosus.
That would be Rashi also.
Would seem that way, yes. So far, so good? Yeah? Back to Tosus.
Why is the Gemara saying what's happening
like that? I don't know. I have a guess, but I don't know. Again, Tosus. Yedei yain lo yotzu v'chayav nevarach bebeisem berpre agafen mishum shinui mokum. Aval mashma im kiddush bebeitu al shulchano shuv entich levarach ala yain toch asuda. Afal gav desavar yesh kiddush lo bimkom suda. ולא שייך קידוש לסעודה. Even though Tosus over here takes the next step, if there's kiddush shelo makom seuda, then what? Then the kiddush is not intimately connected with the seuda. And this brings us back to the discussion we had Tosfos and Amud Aleph, which really goes back to a few Gemaras. Let's begin. Gemara in Brachos. Mishnah in Brachos. Machlokes, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. Which comes first? Bore Pre Agafen or Kiddush? What's the Svara? The Gemara brings a few Svaras. One of the svaras the Gemara brings is because without the wine you couldn't have the Kiddush. So Bar Pri Agafen comes before the Kiddush. And without the wine and Kiddush you couldn't have the Suda. Right? Now, according to Rav you could. Right? That's what Tosus just said. Want to pass me brachos again?
Say that out again.
He'll say that out. No, the last part of you. Ja, ik ga even
Because the Mishnah says, "B'shamay omrim varchal yom echakach varchal ayayin." Uveis hiler lomrim varchal ayayin machakach mevarech al ayom. They all say like we do, yeah. Okay. Gemara brings a brisa. B'shamay say, why do you make kiddush before wine? Because it's the day that caused you to drink the wine. So, the day's here already. You didn't yet make your kiddush. So, begin by sanctifying the day. That's why you have the wine altogether. They still say no. The wine is what causes you to say kiddush. Without wine, you wouldn't have kiddush. Yum. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's number one. Then there's another halacha somewhere that you couldn't eat the meal without the kiddush. What's that nogea? What's that nogea? You couldn't have the meal without the kiddush. I don't remember. Maybe that's why Bor Piagafen is called him a motzi. I don't remember. Then we brought the Gemara that says that when you couldn't avoid the meal, then the Ritzei is ma'akev the meal. Remember? And we discussed Rabbi Kiveger there. And then we brought the Tosfos about Boris Mapo Mekadesh. And then we discussed whether the Mekadesh is connected to the meal, whether the Kiddush is connected to the meal or not. Meaning, if I'm making Kiddush after the meal, is the Kiddush something that affects the meal, the way we're medayik in Tosus and Amud Aleph, or not? Yes? What did Tosus just tell us? If I don't eat Kiddush b'mokom Seuda, then according to Rav, the Kiddush is disjointed from the Seuda. It's its own entity. So then who says that the Kiddush is going to pater all of the wine I'm going to drink in the Seuda? Yeah? That's what Tosus just said. But that's a big mahalach in Tosus. It takes us back to the beginning of the Perek, and it also takes us to the Sugya in Brachos and to the Sugya of Ikuva. But okay, we'll pick up here Bezat Hashem tomorrow.